I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Atopic dermatitis or eczema often begins in infancy and affects about 15 to 20% of all children in the U.S. To talk about this common skin condition is Dr. Lara Wine-Lee. She's an assistant professor and director of pediatric dermatology at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Wine-Lee, what causes so many children to have eczema?
So, Bobby, we don't fully know the answer to that question, but I can tell you a few things. First of all, we do know that it runs in families. So if you have a family member with eczema or asthma or allergies, then your child is more likely to have eczema as well. We also think that besides the genetic component, that there is environmental factors. It may be irritation in your skin, dryness from the weather, or a seasonal type of variation, where some kids may flare with their eczema just in the winter and some in the summer.
What are the typical symptoms?
The most important feature of eczema is the itch. Everybody with eczema complains of itch, and this is the start, oftentimes even before the rash, and then follows with a red, dry, flaky rash that can occur anywhere on the body.
And at what age does this typically present?
It can start as early as a few months of life, and it can occur at any age. So children to adults all can present with their first presentation of eczema. Most people, however, do get it within the first 5 years of life.
Can anything be done to prevent childhood eczema?
We don't fully know the answer to that question, but there's some really new interesting data that shows using moisturizers and keeping babies' skins within the first few months of life well hydrated and not overly dry may prevent progression to eczema later on.
Dr. Wine-Lee, once a child has eczema, is this like an ongoing condition or are there flare-ups? What's it really like?
So it really depends how severe the eczema is. Some babies will have mildly itchy, dry patches that occur just on localized areas of the body. And this is a group of kids that with good moisturizer, gentle bathing, they can really outgrow it and it doesn't become an ongoing issue for them later in life. However, kids with more severe eczema oftentimes maintain their eczema throughout life. Now, that doesn't mean that every single day of the year they have their eczema. There's some kids that may do really well at a certain time of the year. So summer may be their good season or winter may be their good season, but their flare season can be severe.
And when is a pediatric dermatologist called in about a specific case of childhood eczema?
Sometimes it's because kids are having complications of their eczema. So many kids with eczema get bacterial and viral skin infections, and that oftentimes requires some expertise of, you know, specially trained dermatologists and pediatric dermatologists to help manage their complication. Some kids are having severe issues with sleep because they're so itchy. And although their rash may not seem that severe to you, it's really interfering with their function.
Is there any interesting research related to childhood eczema?
There is right now a real peak of research and interest in eczema. There's some very exciting research I think we'll see within the next few years, particularly in terms of targeted treatments for eczema. So for right now, we oftentimes use systemic immunosuppressive medications, and now we're getting into an era where we might actually have medications that target just the part of the immune system that is activating and worsening the eczema. In addition, we're understanding a lot more about what causes it and talking about prevention and treatment by addressing triggers.
Dr. Wine-Lee, thank you for providing this update about eczema in childhood.
Thank you very much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.